In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Our Lord, when he answered the man who came to him in this that we heard about in this morning's gospel, it says that he answered them. He didn't answer him, he answered them. And he said, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And then as he had this dialogue with this father whose son was suffering greatly, who had an illness, a sickness, some say epilepsy, but it was something that incapacitated him. And as we can tell from this gospel passage, from these verses, this father was, as we say, beside himself. He was at the end of his rope. He had not found anything. Even the disciples, the ones who were with the Lord, could not heal this young boy. And as he responded, our Lord said to him, to this man, he said, if you can, in response to the Father's question, if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us. And the Lord said, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And then we hear this response by the Father, which is the essence of this gospel passage, which is the essence of this message today, which is the essence of this fourth Sunday of Lent that we find ourselves in on our journey toward Pascha. The man said, and he cried out and said, I believe. Help my unbelief. This gospel passage in this fourth Sunday of Lent is about faith. It's about faith, and it's about how we are to not just understand, but how we are to respond with faith. That's what this gospel passage is about. And everything that we hear, which may not seem connected, but is, with the epistle from Hebrews, with the hymns we heard last night in Vespers and today, and with the Saint John of Climacos, or Saint John of the Ladder as we know him, all these are connected around and on this one word, which is faith. We will say shortly the creed. And those of us who are preparing to come into the Orthodox Church through the sacraments of baptism and or chrismation here in a couple of weeks, we'll recite this creed as we chrismate you, as we baptize and then chrismate you. And we recite this at every divine liturgy and at Compline and all these services. The first words are, Pistevo is ena theon. I believe in one God. I believe. And then shortly thereafter, the priest comes out and says, with the fear of God, with faith and love, draw near. Draw near to receive the body and blood of Christ. And then we hear all the time about faith in our services and in our prayers and in our hymns. I believe. Help my unbelief. Now, doesn't this give us pause a bit? I believe, but help my unbelief. Do we have faith or do we not have faith? Is that concerning to us? Should this concern us at all? I believe, help my unbelief. Having faith is more than, and we've said this before, knowledge about God. As a Christian, as a believer, as we hear all the time, a believer, it's more than just knowing about God. It's about knowing Him. It's more than about knowledge. It's about a relationship. It's about knowing Him in our hearts and in our souls and in our whole beings. And this, as each and every one of us knows, whatever level we are on, wherever we are in our lives, whatever we struggle with, whatever we face, whatever challenges us, it's imperfect. It's not perfect. It's a struggle at times. Whether it be a sickness, an illness, whether it be a family situation, whether it be a situation at our professions, with our relationships, even our relationship with God. At times it's a struggle. At times it's imperfect. At times we feel we are so far away from the very source of hope that we so desire, that we so need, that we so much strive for in our life. And we find ourselves even with our backs to our Lord. This is the man today. I believe, help my unbelief. He was struggling with something very serious in his life and in his family's life. And he did the things he was supposed to do. He went to the disciples. He went to those who had been charged with, had been given the authority to cast out demons and to go out and to heal and to teach and to preach, and they couldn't do it. And so he went to the Lord. And our Lord first said some very strong words. Well, faithless, and he also, in another gospel, perverse generation. I believe, help my unbelief. St. John of the Ladder, 7th century ascetic saint, a monastic who was in the monastery on Mount Sinai, in response to someone, another monastic, who asked him to put forth his wisdom about faith, wrote this book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, 30 steps in the journey of becoming in a deeper relationship with Christ, in deepening faith. And I said this a few nights ago, the first step is renunciation of the world, of turning our backs on what the world would seduce us with, would pull us into, would present to us is as good and admirable and favorable for us and for others. It's turning our back on that. That's the first step. And the last step is the highest of the virtues, which is love. And if you read this and you read in those last steps, in particular the last one, it's really faith, hope, and love. The highest being love, but faith, hope, and love. But there are 28 steps in between. Renouncing the world and faith, hope, and love. And as we read these and we go through these, and I encourage you at some point to do that, some of them are very challenging, very difficult, and requires us, just like this father that we heard about in today's gospel passage, requires us to be honest, to be so very honest with ourselves and where we are in our lives. where we are in our journey, not just this year in Pascha, in our Lenten journey, but in our journey of life. Where are we right now, today? This man was honest. Lord, I believe, but I can't grasp the depths and the fullness of your healing power. So I just fall down on my knees before you in my imperfect understanding and my imperfect grasp and my imperfect person who I am. I fall down before you for your mercy and your compassion and your love to heal my son. And we say the same thing, or we should, to heal our brokenness, to heal our imperfection, to heal our fear, to heal our struggle with belief. I believe, but help my unbelief, Lord. We are to be like this man. This is not weakness, it's humility. Some say that to ascend the ladder, we have to first descend. And that is in humility. And that is in falling on our knees, just as this man did. And acknowledge what God already knows about us, who each and every one of us is. We may think we know about the people around us, but we should be focusing on us and who we are and being honest with who we are. That is what Lent offers us. We say prayer and fasting and almsgiving. These are but a means to an end. They help us to redirect us as we ascend the ladder towards holiness, towards salvation. This is our goal, salvation. And we have to be honest with ourselves, just as this man was honest with himself. I don't want to go, we don't have time to go through all 30 of these steps, but there's a couple of them that I want to read to you. Because he goes through both the passions, the vices, and also the virtues. And one of these, step 21, is fear. And he says, fear is danger tasted in advance. Fear is danger tasted in advance. A quiver, as the heart takes flight before unnamed calamity. Fear is a loss of assurance. And then the higher virtues, this one, discernment. Discernment is understanding of the will of God in all times, in all places, in all things. And it is found among those who are pure in heart, in body, and in speech. This is step 26. Fear and discernment. This is where we may be, but this is where we must go. And this is our Lenten journey this year especially. Fear and discernment. And then ultimately, faith, hope, and love. So, continue on in your journey. Each and every one of you, each and every one of us in our journey from renouncing the world through fear to discernment and finally to faith, hope, and love. This is our journey. This is the journey that we are on. I believe. Help my unbelief, Lord. Amen.